Harold Hendrick here. The program is Encounter. There are thousands of churches who, at this time of the year, make special offerings to foreign missions to advance the gospel around the world. And they do it in the name of a particular sacrificial missionary who served decades ago. We have one of those pastors encouraging his church to give to world missions through the Lottie Moon Christmas offering. He's Dr. Jeff Lunn. He's on the line right now, pastor of the Park Baptist Church in North St. Louis County. Jeff, thanks for being our guest on Encounter today.
Thank you. It's an honor to be here.
Well, Jeff, I got an email from you. You sent out to any number of people. You were very interested in high profiling and underscoring and emphasizing all those kind of words, the generosity toward the Lottie Moon Christmas offering that you and tens of thousands of churches around the country are doing. Tell us, first of all, about this remarkable missionary. I know a bit about her, but you've been looking further into her life. Tell us about the life of Lottie Moon, where she served, and some of her sacrifices in the name of Christ.
Well, this lady and her great example go all the way back before the Civil War. She was born in 1840. She lived to 1912. Back pre-Civil War days, very educated, affluent woman, but she had a heart for underprivileged and for folks that needed to hear the story of Jesus. And through the course of events, she was extremely sharp, extremely educated, one of the first women in the South to receive a master degree in languages. And yet she, because of the opportunity given women during that time, had very little opportunity to work in the kingdom work to be able to influence folks for Christ. And finally, she went to China, North China, went there, served for about 40 years.
As a missionary, right?
Yes, sir.
Uh-huh.
And at first, they would only let her teach girls in a school. And yet, with increasing passion, her heart was to share the gospel, lead people to Jesus, start new churches. And she led a slow but steady campaign to get free from the stereotype, and was used mightily, not only in China to lead hundreds of folks to Christ and to start churches, but then also to motivate women in the United States to start campaigns in their local churches that would emphasize missions and mission giving to help support more money and sending more people, because the need was so great there in China.
I am just fast-forwarding to think about the reports we are hearing in China today. That same mission board through whom Lottie Moon served now estimates that in China, where she served, 30,000 people a day are coming to Christ. As our friend Dr. Avery Willis said, that train has already left the station. It's too far along for the officials to stop it.
Absolutely. Well, it's because the seed has been sown.
Yes.
Now for over 100 years, and not even communism can prevent the spread of the gospel.
Well, we remember Jesus saying the gates of hell, which would be defensive, the gates, shall not prevail against the kingdom, and that is working wonderfully in the case of where dear Lottie Moon shared her life. Now, Jeff, some of those sacrifices, you know, we're talking to our younger people before email, before telephone. We're talking about just about shortly after Civil War times, she was over there. Tell about, again, two or three of her major sacrifices to serve Jesus as a Southern aristocrat now living and ministering in China.
A year, in 1872, her younger sister answered the call of God to be a missionary, and then 1 year later, 1873, Lottie goes to join her sister. Well, her sister had to stop serving due to health reasons, but Lottie left the comfort of her home, all the privileges, obviously, and the comfort zone of her her culture.
Uh-huh.
and her background, all to... because her passion was Jesus Christ, sharing Jesus.
She gave it up, all that aristocratic past, and by way of time perspective, based upon what you're saying, I'm noting she's over there just 8 years following the Civil War. Please continue.
Yeah, absolutely. And so she went, and it is not a sacrifice for Christ when you are right in the middle of God's will.
Beautiful.
We think, oh my gosh, I'm not going to get close to God because he'll make me a missionary in Africa or China or some obscure place in the world. And yet there was no place in the world she would rather be than right where she was. Her struggle was to get out of the classroom stereotype setting and get out to do what God had called her and gifted her to do. And her sacrifice was ultimately that after coming home several times on furlough, that's a whole other discussion, missionaries taking a break to recharge and rejuvenate. She came home twice to the United States to do that. After returning to China from her second furlough, the Boxer Rebellion, the nationalist rebellion had been going on, and there was extreme poverty. And she didn't have much money, she didn't have much clothes, much food, but she kept sharing, because she had genuinely learned, she had taken the Chinese people to be her love, her passion. And she ultimately shared so much that at age 72, she weighed 50 pounds.
Oh, my.
And she had given away too much of her food. And so her missionary friends told her, you must go back to the United States and recuperate. And en route, in Kobe, Japan, on a ship in the Bay of Kobe, Japan, she perished. She was cremated and then shipped home, her remains shipped home for her family to bury her. So she stands for Southern Baptist to be, and many others who would look to her example, as what it meant to pick up your cross daily and follow. And all we're called to do is sacrifice some of our money to help to fund others who are there right now in those places.
That's Dr. Jeff Lunn. He's the senior pastor of the Park Baptist Church in North St. Louis County. Reflecting a passion that he has and is growing in him, as well as thousands of others who are raising money each Christmas to finance Jeff. Last I heard, it was 5,500 career foreign missionaries that receive about half of their income and support from this one offering through the churches each year. That's probably has grown, probably slightly different, but that's the nature of the kind of giving based upon the example of sacrifice of this dear missionary, Lottie Moon. I'm sure you would challenge, especially your fellow Southern Baptist churches, to be as generous as possible. We hear quickly about the Advent conspiracy where people are challenged to buy less, purchase less, and give more. I'm sure that would be your attitude and is this Christmas time in your church.
What we have done for several years is to say, put Jesus on your Christmas list. At least...
The one having the birthday, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Consider giving to missions, giving to the Lord Jesus a financial gift that equals the amount that you would spend on any one of your children. Now, he deserves more than that, but that's a great starting place. Our associate pastor, Keith Long, challenged our people to say, last year, if you gave nothing... give something. And if you gave something, consider doubling it. If we listen to the news, if we listen to our culture, talk about how difficult the times are, and certainly for many the times are extremely difficult, we still continue to challenge our people to test whether or not it's true that you cannot outgive God. He says he'll open up the windows of heaven and pour out blessing. And so it is not a sacrifice, really. It's really a passion and a joy to be able to do without some gift I'm not going to use anyway and give it to the kingdom work.
Jeff, that's beautifully stated. Again, Dr. Jeff Lunn, you hear his heart, folks, and he's a fine, good pastor and my friend, Jeff. How long? 25 years, I guess. But at any rate, he's giving a wonderful role model as a pastor, citing as an example this missionary, again, for whom this great offering is named, that finances approximately half of the support for foreign missionaries getting the gospel all over the world. Thank God for our missionaries, and thank God for pastors and churches who support them. Jeff, we've got about a minute left. Why don't you just challenge churches? Of course, others give through their particular channels, but challenge our listeners to be generous. We're at Christmas time, but to be generous in missions, really, throughout the year. Dr. Jeff Lund.
It hit me that many of us church people are more comfortable telling people what we can't do than what we can do in obedience to God's commission and in the power and the provision of the Holy Spirit. So seek Him with all your heart, and that includes our wallet, and then just obey Him.
Watch for this interview, or I should say listen for it. I intend, God willing, to get it on my website, haroldhendrick.com, which means you can hear it again. And I hope that, again, in the spirit of what we're hearing recently, Advent Conspiracy, a conspiracy against consumerism, to worship fully, spend less, give more, and what is the fourth point? I think love all. Jeff, you're a wonderful example of doing that. God bless you and your people for this tremendous example you're providing, really, for all of the body of Christ, Dr. Jeff Lund.
Also to you all and to all the listening folks, may we just seek Jesus with all of our heart and obey Him.
A wonderful conclusion and a wonderful challenge. Thank you, Jeff Lund.
Thank you, sir.
The program is Encounter. This is Harold Hendrick.